wanna be down with the king.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Tyler and a new guy in there that we'll be introducing you to in the upcoming days here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So it's good to have him on board. We'll tell you all about him in the upcoming days. Right now, though, we got to start with how did this come out of nowhere? Because I hadn't learned anything about Tyreek Hill until we got off the show. We got off the show yesterday, and all of a sudden, hey, Tyreek Hill is being traded. Now, what now?
Yeah, this is the new wave of Deshaun Watson, Devontae Adams. So it's Adams' number. It's Deshaun's guaranteed contract. And now you are going to see the top players in the league all want new contracts. So now, and we talked about this, and I know people want to act like it doesn't matter, but quarterbacks who take up a giant chunk of the, it's really a lot like basketball when you have a big three and you don't have room anymore. This is what's going to start happening. Teams are going to look at that. And I know it's different because you're going to look at it and say, well, that's just 20-some-odd percent of the salary cap. But there's 22 starters. There's 53 players on the team. This isn't you know, basketball. So what you're going to have is more and more of these teams. Here's two back-to-back. They signed guaranteed money for, you get a guaranteed money deal for Aaron Rodgers. And what do the Packers have to do? They have to let Devontae Adams walk. They just can't afford him. Then then Pat Mahomes' deal kicks into over $40 million next year. It's not going to be over $40 million on the books until next year. But next year is when it all starts to go up, along with Travis Kelce's deal is going to go up to $14.6 million next year. And then, a new deal is wanted by Tyreek Hill. He wants Devontae Adams' money because he's like, I'm better than Devontae Adams. So now Brett Veach just said, we just can't afford this. We can't afford to have all the guys. And so they would be completely capped out for years and years to come. So I think they just made the difficult decision of, hey, let's just move Tyreek Hill right now.
4-year, $120 million extension. I guess
this is the extension of a quarterback.
I guess that's $30 million a year. I guess you got to figure that Tua is never going to get that big money. I mean,
no, because Jalen Waddle, you're going to have to pay him unless, there's a lot to get to. We could talk about the football aspects because there's never been this much speed on one team ever at wide receiver.
No.
This is the fastest combination of wide receivers in the history of the league. My comp on Waddle is Tyreek Hill. So it's Tyreek and Tyreek.
Right. Did you see all the gifts of Tua, got kids running down the street and the quarterback in the street throws it like right into the ground or into a mailbox?
I've seen that one. I've seen where this kid's trying to be a protester and he's got a rock and he tries to throw it. Throws it like
is
1 foot.
Is Tua the right guy for all this speed?
Listen. You can just do a lot of slants.
Did you see the?
You can throw intermediate, throw slants. Tua's not going to line up, and it's not just going to be straight deep shots.
No, but did you see the stats of 20-plus yard throws down the field?
No, I didn't see
it. Mahomes was set in the top five in the league of throws of 20-plus yards and more. Tua was 30th. At 2.4 throws of 20-plus yards per game.
Yeah, well, you have to ask yourself, what's the deal with, what's the deal with having, so who were his wide receivers? Because he didn't have very good wide receivers last year. And then what was the offense?
He had Waddle.
What was the offense?
You can open up the field with Waddle.
Waddle was not a 20-yard down the field guy. He was more, he's more you hit him on the move and you let him cause his problems. Reek can do both. Waddle can do both. Let's see what happens now with Mike McDaniel's offense. Because, with Gary Kubiak's offense, although I don't think, it's an outside zone offense, but really, just think about what has been done with Kyle Shanahan and Mike McDaniel with Deebo Samuel. It wouldn't be crazy if they say, oh, no, our Deebo Samuel is going to be Tyreek Hill.
Well, the Chiefs were running Tyreek a little bit at the end of the year.
I think they're going to use him for basically a Tyreek role. So it'll be interesting. But what the most interesting thing is that a good team can't afford to keep a good player. The money's just getting too outrageous. Like, and it's just growing at such a fast rate is what we talked about yesterday. It's growing at too fast of a rate where the market can't keep up with it. So now it's shooting past what the market's going to be able to keep up with. And I know the owners make a bunch of money, and I get all that stuff. But when you look at percentage of cap, it doesn't matter. There's a number in place that you can't go over. And the Chiefs basically said, if we do this deal with Tyreek Hill, we're going to be over the cap.
Unless the cap keeps going up and up and up with the Amazons and all the other stuff that's going on with the league they just keep on adding.
And the players
keep
saying, I want to redo because there's more money.
Yeah, right. Well, that's
but it's more than just one guy.
But the percentages are going to lower if the revenues keep on going up.
Well, here's the thing. You're going to have to redo Pat Mahomes' contract soon. Like within the next 3 years, they'll have to redo it. And they'll have to give him new money so that they can lower
his... Well, if they keep winning, they will.
They have to lower his salary cap.
The Chiefs are worse today than they were yesterday.
Yeah. You take off their most explosive...
You got Juju instead of Tyreek.
Tyreek Hill is really the best player on the team. He's better than Pat Mahomes. Yeah. But Pat Mahomes is more important because he's a quarterback. Tyreek Hill is completely unguardable. I mean, he's completely unguardable.
Yeah, they got two of those guys. The best in the league at their positions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
I don't know. I would take Devontae over Tyreek.
Well, because he's bigger. But Tyreek cannot be guarded.
Plus he's spectacular.
He can make contested catches, but Tyreek cannot be guarded.
Yeah.
Like one person cannot guard Tyreek. And the only difference is one guy's bigger. If Tyreek were bigger, and he doesn't play small, he plays big. But that was a really interesting one for that because it came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, somebody goes, blockbuster could be coming with Tyreek. I'm like, what? And an hour later, it was done.
Yeah. That was unbelievable how that's been over all this time.
It clearly has been.
How about
very,
this
very
headline
quiet.
From Yahoo Sports? Tyreek Hill trade to Dolphins reminds Texans how abominable Bill O'Brien was as a general manager.
Yeah.
And they went back to the DeAndre Hopkins trade. And when you look at what they got for DeAndre Hopkins, a Pro Bowl receiver, all-pro receiver, and what they got for Tyreek Hill, 5 draft picks for Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
First and second this year. Fourth, plus a fourth and sixth round in 2020. A first, second, and fourth this year, plus a fourth and sixth in 2023.
That's incredible. Veach had to get it done.
And he had to do it, and yet he still got a haul. And they still. Bill O'Brien said, "If you got to pay the guy, then he's worth less."
That's why Bill O'Brien. That's why you should never listen to him ever about anything. He tried to tell me that. Yeah, when you pay, but you still did the same thing. Typically, that is true.
He did the same thing with Tunsil.
He did the same thing with Tunsil. He told me right to my face one thing when he had already did the same thing with Tunsil, and now you see just how horrific the deal was. It turned into DeAndre Hopkins for Brandon Cooks and David Johnson. It's not an equitable trade at all. And when somebody forces you to take their bad contract like you did for David Johnson, you make them give you a second or third. That should have been, if you got a second, then you should have got David Johnson back. You should have got David Johnson and got a third or a second. A third that could become a second if David hit certain things. But yeah, I mean, it's over, but that's why the Texans are here in the position they are is because a guy who is a head coach who had no training or business being a decision maker. This is why head coaches should not be decision makers when it comes to the personnel.
Oh, well, that was just, no. I don't care if you're a head coach. I don't care if you're a 13-year-old. You wouldn't trade DeAndre Hopkins for a second rounder and David Johnson.
But this is what a guy
would do that.
But a guy in the NFL... He took on a bad contract. The two of the most egregious things he did was took on David Johnson's contract for no compensation and gave a second round pick for Kenny Stills in a second phone call after the Laramie Tunsil. That just shows a complete and total. But this also shows if a guy is in place who doesn't know what he's doing, look how much damage can be done in a year and a half. A tremendous amount of damage can be done to your team. A tremendous, especially when he's active. It'd be one thing if Bill O'Brien just sat on his hands. Like, I could live with that. Bill O'Brien making moves? The worst. And we don't even talk about his third-round pick for Jadeveon Clowney. He still should have got more than a third for Jadeveon. But it doesn't feel as egregious after everything else.
No.
He did get Jacob Martin, at least.
Yeah.
I guess that was something, you know. Jacob's fine. He was a backup.
What is Jacob getting, $4 million now with the Jets?
Yeah, he's with a different team now.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, but he's getting paid because he was serviceable now, here. At least he got somebody serviceable.
Let me ask you, which one did you like better? The Chiefs with the Jets. The Jets were going to give up the 35th pick, the 38th pick, and the 69th pick. So 2 seconds and a third for Tyreek Hill versus what they got. I still think they got better from Miami.
So they were going to get the 35th, the 30th. Well, they got a first, second, and fourth from Miami. What do you mean?
Yeah. I mean it's a first, second, and 2 fourths.
And 2 fourths.
Now, 69th
pick. A fourth this year, and then a fourth and sixth next
69th
year.
69th pick was a pretty decent third-round pick, too. But the deal back, the Jets would have gotten Tyreek Hill and the 103rd pick. So Miami basically came up and crushed the Jets deal.
Yeah.
Crushed the Jets deal.
No. Oh, give me that deal all day. We're just getting it started. We got a lot to do here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Tom Penders is going to join us this morning here on the show. 9:30, we will be talking to Tom Penders. And we're working out, the Cougs are playing tonight. It's going to be a late game, but we're working on getting Kyler Edwards with us. After they beat Arizona tonight in the Sweet 16, Kyler Edwards is going to join us tomorrow morning right here on the show. Kyler Edwards has been a godsend for this team, and he's been their leading scorer since Sasser has gone down. So we will hopefully get we think we're going to get Kyler Edwards tomorrow. Win or lose, we're going to get Kyler Edwards on, and we'll talk about everything that's going on. We've got a lot of stuff to do here on the show. I got a call from the Astros yesterday, and I will tell you about it on the other side, and I'm still here to talk about it, okay? After all that went down and everything that happened with Twitter.
Why does your butt look like a pancake booty?
I'm not.
Did James Click just eat that up? Did he just tear into you?
James Click.
That's why you got a pancake booty.
James Click called me yesterday, and I'll tell you about the conversation on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Tell him about your eagle?
And 92.5. I didn't tell him about I had an eagle yesterday.
You didn't tell him?
No, and it was after I had the eagle, too.
Did you have an eagle, James Click? Don't do that to him. Johnny's the GM.
I had an eagle yesterday. Hold out from 99 yards out. What? So, anyway, did Lance, nobody wants to hear about my eagle on number six on the
gold.
You
want to tell people.
Nobody wants to hear about it.
On what hole?
A beautiful shot on number six on the gold where it bounced and then stopped and then rolled right into the cup. Nobody wants to hear about
that. No one wants to hear that?
No.
Or what club you use?
Why do you have to bring up stuff like my eagle on number six? And after I birdied five, and then I birdied eight.
Where?
I was on a roll.
Was it Wildcat?
No, it was at Pine Forest.
Oh, okay.
But nobody wants to hear about that.
Okay? I agree.
So, just so you know, well, stop bringing it up, okay?
Well, your eagle at six?
Stop bringing up my eagle at six.
Did you get an eagle? Did you play golf?
Of course
today?
I did.
Because you weren't signing any free agents, James Click.
I had one par on the front.
Hit him with that.
I sucked on the front bad. Yeah. Anyway, the eagle and six was
golf
actually the backside. Never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's talk. Well, let's stop talking about it, Lance. Nobody wants to talk about that. Let's talk right now about Chastain Ford. I want to talk about Chastain Ford. Chastain Ford's my peeps. And if you're looking for the best deal on a Ford car or truck, there's nothing down. 0% financing for 60 months. No payments for 90 days. Who does this? Chastain Ford. Who has pre-owned vehicles with 90% of them are certified? Who has that? Chastain Ford. So, you know, we talk about, hey, you got to customize this, and you got, you know, you have to wait, obviously, because you're customizing your vehicle. The good news is you're customizing it exactly how you want. It's not a package that you have to take a sunroof that you really don't want. And actually, I did that before. I wanted this package, but I didn't really need the sunroof. I don't care about that. Now I wouldn't have to do that because I'm customizing my vehicle. Well, that's what's happening to Chastain Ford. Now, if you don't want to wait, they got pre-owned vehicles on the lot right now. And there's 90% certified. You can get in and drive off. You can do that right now at Chastain Ford. And it's safe. It's beautiful. Everybody is it's clean. And I'm telling you, you're not going to have a problem if you go to the dealership. But if you want to do it all online, that's easy too, because you can actually buy online at Chastain Ford because there's no dealer add-ons. The other dealerships won't let you do it all online because they have to add on. That's not the case at Chastain Ford. No markups, no add-ons. It's all at ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. Just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Out of nowhere yesterday, I got a text from a strange number. I'm not going to give that number out. All right, just so you know, I'm not going to give that number up. It said that, John, this is James Cluster from the Astros. Let me know if you have a few minutes. I'd like to talk at some point. And I said, well, I texted Gene Diaz asking if this is really you. I got a lot of friends who are jokesters. I haven't heard back from him yet. Maybe you could reach out to him to confirm. Gene Diaz, who is their PR, is a vice president of public relations or whatever his title is. Mm-hmm. He's a vice president of the organization. He texted, yes, James Click is looking to talk to you, John. Okay. All right, then.
Well, this should be good. I've never talked to him.
Yeah, this would be fun. And he said, hey, I don't know you. And I said, it's good to talk to you. And he was very nice, very pleasant. And he just said, you know, we disagree with your Jim. He said, Jim Crane wanted me to reach out to you. Because everybody's seen your tweet about the Astros ghosting Carlos Correa, and we would disagree with the word ghosting. We were fully engaged in negotiations with Carlos Correa, and I said, okay, well, I mean, I'm going to stand by my sources. I said, I've got three, including Carlos himself, who said you guys didn't make him an offer.
He said that yesterday. The Twins. Like, he confirmed everything.
Got all this from,
yeah, right.
I mean, people there in the room. Okay. So, and I said, you know, I know for a fact Scott Boras showed the texts between you and Jim Crane. And now you did, you know, James Click did get back to Scott Boras saying, we'll get back to you as soon as we talk. Never got back to him. He did. So, technically, they didn't ghost because James Click did respond to Scott Boras saying, we will get back to you, but never did. Okay, so technically, they didn't ghost.
So it's kind of like.
Isn't ghosting totally ignoring someone who calls or texts you?
Yes.
That's ghosting.
They're ghost.
So technically.
Does a ghost ever text you back? No.
No.
So technically, they're kind of right.
So, and the Astros put out a statement that we were fully engaged in them. Listen, they didn't want Carlos anymore. They didn't want Carlos anymore.
And I should have just picked up the phone and said it. And none of this stuff ends up coming out.
And I told him, I said, listen, tell Jim Crane, I'm okay with their philosophy of not giving long-term 10-year contracts out. I'm okay with that. Actually, I agree with it. I'm not sure that, you know, is Carlos a $300 million player with his back and his up and down seasons? I don't know. I don't think so. I'm okay with it. I want you. And he said, you know, hey, you know, I think we've learned on Twitter, you say one thing and you could say something 99 times, but if you say something different, everybody's going to point to the one that you said differently. Well, the fact of the matter is, I'm not going to use he used an example of one of his players, and I'm not going to say that. But he said, you know, we're learning on Twitter. It doesn't matter how many times you say, because I agree with them. I agree with the Houston Astros. I don't think that they should have signed Carlos to that big long term deal. Carlos Correa was not going to accept the 5-year $160 million. They didn't make an offer. Now I did ask him. I said, well, what about opt outs? I mean, why weren't you guys in on the Minnesota deal where he would opt out after every year? Was that not on the table for you guys? And he said, I don't want to talk about the details of the negotiation.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, all right, well, I'll tell you this.
Kind of hurts your credibility of the conversation.
They didn't know what the Minnesota Twins offer was.
No, I don't believe. Look, I believe that Jim Crane was going to take heat no matter what for letting Carlos walk on a short-term deal. There's no way around it. So you're going to take heat. a short-term deal. We all thought you'd be in on a short-term deal. I mean, why would Carlos want to leave here? Why would we want to pick up for a rental somewhere else at a bad team? Doesn't make sense. And I think the Astros, had they actually picked up and not ghosted him or whatever they want to call it, I think they would have had the leverage to say, look, Carlos, we're not giving you more than 32. And Carlos might have caved and said, what's the deal? Who cares about $3 million? Right. I don't want to pick up and move Daniela son.
But Carlos did care about $3 million. He wanted to be the highest paid per year
but we don't know.
He's going to sign a three-year deal, one-year opt-outs, at the very least, let me be the highest paid guy.
But
let me get more than Lindor.
But you don't know that maybe the Astros' leverage would have gotten him to cave on that.
No, right. Right.
I mean, maybe he would have.
You know
said,
what? Daniela might be able to talk him into it.
Happy wife,
because
happy life.
She really wanted to stay here. So she, you know what, might have been said, Carlos, I don't care about that extra two. Let's not care about that. Let's stay here. She might have been able to do
What's
that.
What's the difference?
But the Astros never.
You'll
Astros
be able to
never,
get it next year.
Never, the Astros never heard it. The Astros didn't know what the Twins
it's all
were.
Right. I've already seen some people on Twitter saying, move on. Who cares? It's over.
Right, right, right.
And. But I think it is important to tie up the loose ends on this thing, because the Astros now are saying opposite. I think the Astros really misplayed this. Jim Crane. They decided to take the plot the tact of not responding, which people do that all the time. It's called being left on red, right? Where your text says red, and then they don't respond to you, and you know they saw it, but they don't respond. The Astros left, according to your sources, who I trust and believe, the Astros left him on red. I just think the entire time the right thing to do is pick up. I know it's maybe an uncomfortable phone call, but just pick up and just say, hey, listen, we love you, Carlos, but unless the number is this, we're not going to do it. Or just say, we just don't have any intention of doing this. It's just it's going to run contrary to what our future negotiations could be. And we think it puts us in a bad position. Because then Carlos goes, all right, man, I understand it. We still would have been upset.
Well,
everyone would have been upset that he left on a short-term deal. But there wouldn't have been the articles. Marley Rivera yesterday from ESPN citing what Carlos said. Carlos wouldn't have said it. You wouldn't have had this to say. It would have been, well, for some reason, the Astros weren't in on it. That's all it would have been. And you wouldn't have Astros players who know that you wouldn't talk to one of your main dudes. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It's just whatever.
Well,
the Astros,
and they want to squash that, actually, and that's the reason I got the call.
I get it, and I would want to also.
Yeah, I mean, they want public relations. Listen, not signing Carlos Correa. What you're right. It was going to be a bad deal, no matter what. Even if they went down to the last minute. Oh, Jim Crane, you could have spent another. Oh, you make billions of dollars, Jim Crane. Everybody would have blamed
him
anyway.
Over $4
he was
million
getting blamed
dollars?
Anyway.
Yeah,
but it looks worse ghosting him. It does look worse. It looks like they were. I don't know if they were being – I don't think they were being petty. I just think they made their decision. We're moving on. We're going to have Jeremy Pena. And you know what? Despite yesterday's 0-for-3 with two strikeouts, you know what? They might be right. Who knows? Who knows how it's all going to work out? Hopefully Carlos stays healthy. Hopefully Carlos has a big year.
The Chiefs just
all of that stuff. But there's a chance that Jeremy – you know what? There's a chance that Jeremy Pena might be the right decision for them.
Well, the Chiefs just let Tyreek Hill walk, right? So you can't keep – in this day and age with the amount of money we're talking about – you're not going to, and especially caps / tax threshold, you're not going to be able to keep everyone. But it's not going to change the fact that Astros fans are going to get bummed out that they're seeing some pretty good players walk. There's just no way around it. It was always going to be a PR hit for Jim Crane, and that's why he should have mitigated this by being out in front of it, just being open and honest with Carlos and his representation. It's over, so now we're all cheering for Jeremy Pena. That's our guy, and frankly, I'm cheering for Carlos. He can be the worst player in the world next year for the Twins, and you could see, you know, in a perfect world, he opts out and he comes back to the Astros, and the Astros get a reasonable deal on him. I don't think that's the favorite. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think there's hard feelings between Carlos and management to the point that he would never consider going back to the Astros again. I just think that you're going to see. I mean, it's over just because Carlos is going to get an offer that apparently is going to be more than the Astros are willing to make, which is, it's always going to be puzzling to me. They're never going to talk about their rationale or reasoning for it. It's just a little painful to see a guy who came up in your system, two of them. I mean, two of the first two guys who came up, George and Carlos, those are the two young guns who came up from your system that was so depleted for so many years. for your first two guys who came up and they were your dudes, for them to be gone and not get, you know, not stay longer after you had Bagwan Biggio for all of eternity.
Yeah, right. We're used
it's
to
a
that.
Little, it's just it a is, weird it
is.
Feeling.
It is. You know what, though? I trust in these guys. I do. I think that they're going to. Listen, you paying Carlos $35 million per year is a bad precedent when you're going to have Yordan and Tucker coming up not in the not so distant future. That's a bad precedent because Tucker's numbers are going to be and Yordan's numbers are going to be better than Carlos Correa's. Now Carlos Correa is the best infielder in baseball, so that changes things. And he was a huge leader. I don't know where we get the car. I saw some tweets yesterday about Carlos's leadership. Jose Altuve, who's in the locker room, is talking about what a great leader Carlos Correa was, and some people are questioning
his
leadership.
Is this just Twitter, or is this somebody with the
no,
it was media connection?
It's a media connection. It's 728
really?
ESPN 97.
Saying that Carlos didn't have leadership?
Carlos wasn't the leader. Yeah, he was the leader. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, HRMP is what I'm talking. Listen, we've got still a bunch of stuff to do, including the greatest mock draft out there. The greatest mock draft out there in the country.
You're not going to goad me because I hate doing mock drafts.
No, no. It's the greatest mock draft out there. It's the preeminent, not one of the preeminent. It's the preeminent mock drafter.
Look how you get when you make an eagle. You make one eagle and you turn into an a-hole. Before, you're a very sweet guy.
I'm not a sweet guy. Nobody ever said I was a sweet guy. All right.
Well, another man bought a pair of jeans for you.
Well, that was a while. Okay. Didn't somebody buy you some clothes? Yes.
Who?
Didn't Dell bring you a shirt or something? No one bought me clothes.
The NFL Network brought me clothes to wear for TV, and I brought you a shirt.
Mm. He bought Dell clothes before.
I bought him shoes. I bought him a shirt. Yeah. I bought Dell's
shirt. I bought Dell's shoes.
I didn't buy you nothing, Tyler. And
what
it's your
shirt?
Last day today.
What shirt did
How
you
about
give
Tyler?
Dell?
Short timer. He's in there just
Where's
going.
Where's my present?
Hey, Tyler, just try to stay for the full.
Are you telling RJ the right buttons or not? Or are you just are yeah. you sabotaging this entire
no,
station?
No, I'm not sabotaging it, no.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. All right. I want to talk right now about my peeps over at HRP. My man, Mike Holly, is the best. UH guy. It's UH day today, people. And my man, Mike Holly, is all about the Cougs. He played for the Cougs, loves the Cougs. He built this business here. He's got an unbelievable business in the city of Houston. He is the best. I'm telling you. How you organize something like this, the technology is second to none at HRP. The people are second to none. When you look at the Roblers and the Chris and the Plotkins and all of the guys that are over there, they're awesome, awesome, awesome at what they do. And what they're going to do is they are going to get you your payroll at the best possible price that they can. If you're looking for the best way to go about this thing, HRMP is the company for you. You're looking for great price in your payroll. You're looking for the best HR decisions that you could possibly make. You want the taxes to be the best that they can be. Well, all you got to do is go to HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. We love them. You will love them. If you're not completely satisfied with your HR company, all you got to do is go with ours, HRP.net.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 7:34 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. The legend, the Hall of Fame mock drafter, the best in the business, the... Well,
Mal Kiper. There, I'll help you get to it. You're struggling with your platitudes.
Well, he is. Not, and is he not? He. Oh, wait a minute.
He's the OG.
Great
he's,
hair, too.
He is the OG.
He's the OG.
He's the Tiger Woods
I mean,
of mock drafters.
OG is probably Joel Buschbaum, but people won't know him. A, he was never on TV.
It wasn't national either. Well, and he was a New York writer.
He was a New York writer, but he was in Pro Football Weekly,
the Oilers.
The only reason I knew him is because he had been on And actually, Mel might have been around as long as him, but he would do 740. When 740 had the only sports talk shows in Houston,
he was great.
He would come on and, I mean, there's a wide receiver, Montrell Washington out of Samford, really quick with his feet, makes good decisions out in space, adjusting his routes, has decent hands, not a very strong player.
You could ask him about any player, and Joel Buschbaum would know. And this is before, dude, this is before not only the internet, it's before you could see games on TV. Like, no one knew how he knew. My dad was reading a Pro Football Weekly, he said, in like 2000 or 99. And in Joel Buschbaum, he read his scouting report on Jason Fabini, the tackle my dad had. You know, he played for years. He was a starter in the league with the Jets and a few other teams. My dad had him in Cincinnati. He's like, my God, he nailed this. How did he know what Jason Fabini, like, how the hell? He must be getting scouting reports from somebody. Apparently, Bill Belichick loved him.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Bill Belichick used to feed him some information. That's kind of one of the things. But I have a lot of respect for Mel Kiper. Mel was the original.
Jason Fabini can play well.
Yeah.
I love Jason Fabini.
He's a good player. He's a good player.
I have a lot of respect for Mel Kiper, though, because he's been doing it since the early 80s. He took a lot of bullets on TV.
Well, because he said a lot of stupid stuff.
Well, he said, no, I mean, one of the most famous ones is he said, it's clear the Jets are...
don't know what they're doing.
Don't know what they're doing when they drafted Jeff Lagerman. They didn't know what they were doing. Mel was right.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bill Polian came on and said, Mel actually was right on some of that stuff, and but it was unheard of.
Yeah, but
a guy who
was
an expert, he'd made himself an expert in a field, and everyone's like, who the hell is this guy? Remember, this before the internet.
Yeah.
So for him to be an expert on TV, it's one thing. If you're in a magazine, that meant for some reason you just had a lot of credibility. If you're in a magazine, that's what the feel was, because it was tight. Like, it was a tight knit group of people who were doing this. It was a limited group of people.
Didn't he pine really hard for Brady Quinn?
Yeah, well, that was Brady Quinn, but more importantly, it was Clausen, yeah. Jimmy Clausen. So it came back that Jimmy, that he may have gotten a kickback from Jimmy Clausen's agent. That's what came back, is that, or there may have been a...
Well, that's illegal!
Well, maybe not a kickback, but this is how this works all the time.
Yeah.
That you have agents. I will not do it. Agents know that. Don't even try it with
that's
me.
That's why we had Jeff Nally on yesterday.
Yeah, Jeff has at times not been happy with some of the things that I said. But Jeff and I will have friendly little wagers about stuff, about where a guy will get drafted or whatever. But I won't do that with agents. But a lot of guys will, and the reason is because they get access to other information.
Whose agent was Will Greer that hates you?
I don't know. I just hadn't. What's funny is my opinion was he was a top number six, and that made people mad. Number six out of three different draft classes, senior, junior, sophomore, and for whatever reason, that made people angry. Like, guys, what? He's a small quarterback who takes a billion sacks.
The West Virginia, Wayne and Chase got in your kitchen the other day. Okay.
I know.
At my house. I had to have a sit down.
It wasn't even bad. Here's what I found out. I thought this was all a joke the whole time with Chase. I didn't realize that this is a real thing with West Virginia people.
Yeah.
I thought it was just kind of a joke.
No.
Because it wasn't serious to me.
Well, you always
other
make
than,
comments,
I wasn't
not
happy.
Comments about them.
No, I wasn't happy. Well, I mean, I got attacked by an entire fan base because I didn't have David Sills in a top 10 wide receiver list. Like, really? The guy didn't get drafted. No. Why were y'all attacking me for going on 72 hours on the internet?
What a dumpster fire.
I know. I don't know.
All right. So Mel Kiper, Aiden Hutchinson, one to the Jags. Okay.
Yep.
He's got number two. He's got Kyle Hamilton going to the Lions.
I would argue Kyle Hamilton's going down.
Kyle Hamilton, a safety at number two is odd. He's got Icky going to the Texans, offensive tackle, North Carolina State. That's okay.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
That would be fine.
He's a tough guy.
He's got Drake London going to the Jets. That's
surprising
odd.
To me.
That's surprising.
It's the highest I've seen Drake.
You think he hurts him?
No, I don't think so. But he might have. He might have.
Drake London.
If Daniel Jeremiah had it, I'd be concerned. Concerned meaning I would think that that's more likely to happen. I don't think that Mel got that from Joe Douglas over there. So I would, I don't think so, but you just never know at this time, because that's such a puzzling player to put up there that high out of nowhere. It does make you think, huh, I wonder if he's hearing something.
Evan Neal, to the Giants, the offensive tackle.
Evan Neal may be falling. Because really? Daniel Jeremiah now has him fifth to the Giants, and he has Ike Ekwonu sixth.
Wow.
To the Carolina Panthers, and he has it. This is how Daniel Jeremiah's goes. And Daniel's pretty connected now. He has it. Hutchinson, one. He has number two, Trayvon Walker from Georgia to the Lions. And number three, he has Kayvon Thibodeau to the Texans, which was surprising to me. And I have not talked to him since his mock. So
Hutchinson, he got three defensive ends?
Three defensive ends going in a row.
Wow.
So Ekwonu, the narrative of, and look, Ekwonu for me is like the seventh player in the draft mm-hmm. on tape. Aiden Hutchinson is the first player on well, no, I take it back. Right ahead of him is Kyle Hamilton, one, Aiden Hutchinson, two, Evan Neal, three, is how I have just how I have it graded. But I would actually be surprised if offensive tackle falls out of the first four picks. I would be shocked if that happens because I don't see – you got a defensive end who, and I like Hutchinson, but he has a short arm defensive end. You have Thibodeau, who hasn't really been all that productive. And Trayvon Walker, I like Trayvon, love the traits, but his pass rush, he hasn't shown that he can be a big time pass rusher. So this is a hard, hard draft because there's not high end premier talent.
Clear cut, yeah.
It's a hard draft. Like, I don't even know that Hutchinson's the first pick. And there's talk the Lions could flip flop with Jacksonville just so they can get their hands on Hutchinson. So I'm not sure what to think about this draft.
All right, 713-780-3776. So Mel's latest mock is out. Let's all get on board.
So he has who?
He has the Texans. He has Ike, and then he's got Jordan Davis with the 13th pick.
That's who I have that's who I considered with the Browns. I don't think they'll draft. Now, what that is drafting Vince Wilfork. Will the Texans draft Vince Wilfork?
I would.
At 13, he's not going to be a great rusher. He will be a dominant run stopper.
What if McDuffie is there, the corner?
Nah, but you know what? I got a higher grade on McDuffie, but Jordan Davis, you can't run on Jordan Davis. Yeah. Like the Texans immediately, they sucked at stopping the run, right? You immediately get better with Jordan Davis. And while you could make the argument, why would you want to draft a player who doesn't rush the passer? I get that, but let's just say this draft for next year. Let's say you had pass rushers. Then at some point you'd be saying, man, we need to get a guy who can stop the run.
And he's the best.
You know what? What if you get an elite talent right now?
Yeah.
Rome's not built in a day.
Right.
You got a lot of work to do anyway. That's actually not a bad thought.
You already signed Malik Collins. You got Roy Lopez, too. You'd be solid.
You got a guy who's up the field in Malik Collins, so why don't you get a plugger next to him?
Yeah. All right, 743.
Stop with your Roy Lopez stuff.
Roy Lopez was the greatest seventh round pick last year and quite possibly ever. You don't know. 713-780-3776 is the number.
Know.
If you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance, let's talk about your patio.
Well, Texas Custom Patios is I'll be enjoying my patio tonight watching some basketball out there, and my patio is awesome. It's an outdoor living space. I've got the TV, I've got the sound system in there. I've got a fire pit that's out there. But what we're going to have installed is a flat top cooktop. We're going to have a grill put in out there and also a refrigerator. And that's going to be – and really, that's my dream scenario. And I should have got that done from the very beginning. But this is an opportunity that just arose. And I said, you know what, let me just go ahead and do this. Now, you can get financed whatever you want to get financed with Texas Custom Patios. And here's why it's a smart deal. Usually when you put your money in, where you've got your swimming pool and they carve out the space for the swimming pool. And then a realtor tells you, you don't really get the same value for it. You actually get dollar for dollar value in most cases with these patios because they're an extension of the home in most cases as well. It's a living space. It's a space where you can entertain and have people come out. You watch your games. You have your kids out there. You bring your extended family out for Easter, for Thanksgiving, for Christmas. Doesn't matter. And they can get it exactly the way you want it. And if you can't envision it like I couldn't, the design team's going to do it all for you. It doesn't matter. They're going to show you exactly what it looks like. Whatever the price is the price. They're never going to raise that price on you. Make sure that you go to the website, TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, reminding you that Damaris Barbecue is a great place to go watch your games, get your wings on, get your B-Man. Get your B-Man there tonight. Have you ever had the B-Man over there? It's the Fritos with the beans and then the brisket on top of it.
Oh, no. Anything with Fritos, cheese, mustard, and brisket. And meat,
yeah,
is going to be just fine.
No, it's good. It's good. Yeah. So watch your games. Watch your Cougs there tonight. They'll stay open for the whole game. And it'll be fun. It'll be a big time had by all. It's on 18th Street up there at 610.
What time is Cougs game tonight?
8:50.
Golly.
I know.
Well, this is what they do to us. Our baseball games are like 1 in the afternoon. And then our basketball playoff games are at 9:30 at night. the Rockets are taking on, it could be anybody. Portland game will start at 10:30 tonight. Like, what? Yeah. I remember when I was at 790 and the show was at 6 a.m. And the playoff games, like every playoff game is 9 o'clock. Oh, it's going to start at 8:30 or, it'll start at about whenever the first game ends. The first game would end at 9.
Right.
You know, and then they'd have some carryover and it'd start at 9:15. You're like, man.
You got to wait till a half hour. Everybody's got to warm up and everything else. Martin is here, and he wants to talk about the NCAA tournament. Martin, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on, John and Lance. I just got an issue. I think there's an issue in our country with this. At the end of these blowout games, the coach puts in these walk-ons about a minute to go. You know, these kids are pretty good basketball players. Yeah, they're not the scholarship kids. But the scholarship guys, they show on TV laughing and cheering for them and waving their towels. It's really demeaning. They're making fun of them. They're not, you know, you see, well, they're such good teammates. No, they're not. These guys, they treat them like they're spastics out there. And the kids are very capable. And I think this needs to be addressed. I think these commentators need to address what jackasses these scholarship guys, how they can look down their nose at the walk-ons. And I think someone needs to address these guys. They think they're on scholarship the rest of their life, by the way. But
Martin, I got to ask you a question. Did you walk on somewhere? Yeah. Were you a walk on?
Maybe.
Yeah, walk on vibes.
Now, I will say,
if I did, those teammates would never treat me that way because they were better teammates. You know, this whole deal about walk-ons and the stories like Rudy, you see in the movies, that's such a lie. It's such a Hollywood thing. You know, they trainers put ice on the walk-ons and tell Rudy, hey, Rudy, go put ice. In real life, you can have a compound fracture. So it looks like you need to get to the emergency room. Well, can I have some ice? We'll stop at 7-Eleven. That's for the scholarship guy. Walk-ons, it's just... Seeing these guys on TV, you've seen them. They're laughing.
Fun. Those guys that don't get in, they scored points in an NCAA tournament game, and they feel great for them. Now, they do act like they're special. They're kind of special. Yeah, I get that. But they're happy. How about if they're genuinely happy for them, Martin? Not, you know, making fun of them and laughing at them. They're actually genuinely fun, not like they're special. Come on. That's terrible. If Martin was a walk-on, I don't think there's any question about that.
There's no question. And they laugh, and they're swinging their towels. And then they think they're on scholarship forever. Like, what happened to you? Show me on the doll where the scholarship players touched you. Oh, my gosh. That was awesome. Hashtag. No, I'm not reading.
What?
Just somebody at Twitch said, walk on Lives Matter. We're not doing the Lives Matter
no,
things.
No, we don't
and
do
And we're definitely not doing walk-ons. Don't even deserve our conversations. Mm-hmm. Let's just be honest. Sorry, Martin.
Oh, looks like, oh, look at this. We will have the bench live from the state of West Virginia soon. That's how well we broke the bread.
I know. We're excited.
That's right.
I'm excited.
I was in Olive Branch, go West Virginia.
I had a good conversation with. I swear to God, I didn't realize this was like an ongoing thing. I thought it was a joke that Chase used to. I thought it was our little like joke back and forth on.
No,
on Twitter.
He was like, "Hey, dude, you better be watching
yourself."
I didn't
know his father-in-law was that big a baller. Oh no, by he's the way. Big. Like he's big time in West Virginia.
Oh, big.
He's like Chad, probably bigger. Oh. Chad Claver.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had no idea. So when he said my father-in-law's mad, I'm like, well okay. just a list. I don't know what I can tell you. No. So I had, when I went to Tulane, we played basketball all the time, but really more than just, well, the other guys went to school, me and my buddy Teo Gregg, we would go to class. I would go to class. I don't think Teo.
One of you went to class.
Sometimes I would go, sometimes I would.
I was like, what's his name, Teo?
His name was Teo Gregg, T-H-E-O.
I was a lot like Teo.
Yeah, his dad was a linguist at University of Chicago, Illinois.
That's not my dad.
Yeah, he was a linguist at Chicago, Illinois. Teo was a white kid who grew up on the south side of Chicago and played park basketball against Nick Anderson and all these guys like Jamie Brandon. Nick would have been, yeah, I think Nick used to come in. So, and we used to have arguments about Jordan. I was on the wrong side of that one. Historically, Jordan is going to be the best. Like, he's not better than Magic Johnson. What is wrong with you, Jordan Schmorton? And then that very year, Jordan's like, I think I'm going to average 34 and like 10 assists out of nowhere, which is kind of a weird deal back then. But anyway, one of the guys from our group, Stan Funches, was out of Mississippi. Because we all played ball together. Stan used to have to guard Chris Jackson. And he said when Chris would start ticking, like, because remember he had Tourette's syndrome, he said all of a sudden he'd start going, right when the clock was winding down, and he's like, you would get real nervous because he was, you know, just twitchy as could be. But Stan could ball. He could play. One of the coaches there, so the basketball team was coming back.
He was like a fart in a skillet is what you're saying. He was twitchy?
Yeah, I guess that's what that means.
Yeah.
So one of the basketball coaches said, if you can beat Michael Christian, who is a basketball player transferred over from Georgia Tech, we'll give you a scholarship or let you walk on the team. And Stan beat him one-on-one. Scholarship guy who came over from Georgia Tech with Perry Clark because Tulane was just getting their basketball program back.
Yeah.
And Stan beat him one-on-one. Like, we had guys that could ball. Like, we had a good squad that we used to come to the gym with. And anyway, Stan beat him. Of course, they didn't do anything. And you know who they gave? So all of us went for the tryouts. There was a big tryout for the team. So all of us were there. Perry Clark bought pizzas. There were soft drinks and pizzas. And we're all playing pickup games. Supposedly they're taking notes. And then it turns out they give the walk-on position to a guy whose dad was a sports agent who ended up paying like $150,000 for all the stuff they had in one of the weight rooms or something. It was all a big scam and setup from the very beginning.
Did he go? Okay, did he go to prison like the university scandal that we just had?
No.
No.
Well,
but he bought
mean?
His kid onto the team?
Well,
oh,
he was
wow.
Already,
it, oh, so that's
well, he didn't buy him into
forever.
The school.
He did buy him into the. He did buy him out of the team.
Well, all I know is that our guy who
did
was
he go to prison?
Our
no.
guy who was way way better did not get the spot, but the guy who wasn't nearly as good all of a sudden is walking on, and his dad just happened to be a big wig out in New York or Chicago with a bunch of money. So we saw how that thing worked out.
All right, when we come back, the Texans have how many picks do the Texans have, and where are they? And we will talk about, and Lance is going to give us some ideas about who's going to be available at these spots. And I've written down, we've got a formidable draft here.
Oh,
this
you
is
could,
kind of a big deal.
No,
for the
you start seeing, it's weird because we're not used to seeing what a first round pick looks
yeah,
like.
No.
But you're going to add
couple,
players who are immediately.
How about a couple thirds?
Some of the guys, you're about to draft guys who will immediately be the best players on your team.
Immediately.
Yeah.
If not sooner. So we'll do that on the other side. But right now, we've got MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975, the best. If you're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid, MyBookie is awesome. Matter of fact, they just offered me a free bet yesterday. This is what they do all the time. When big events are coming, the Sweet 16 is here, so they offer me a free bet. I mean, it's ridiculous how good it is. They do this all the time. And that's what's great. You know, Your local bookie, he ain't doing that. Your local bookie ain't matching funds. They're not, if you, in your initial deposit. I got my initial funds matched by my bookie. That never happens with a regular bookie, okay? They ain't doing that. Here's the deal. If you're looking for the best way to win and get paid and have free bets and have matched funds, all of this stuff is going on right now at mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975. It is the best. You'll love it. It is fantastic. All you got to do, and it's easy to navigate. And they've got live in-game betting, which is the best way to play, too. Your team falls behind, and now all of a sudden you're getting points instead of giving points. What? Give me that. Sign me up for that. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.